Morning, Adam Pengelly.
G'day, Laura. G'day, TK.
Exciting times, mate. Grand final just around the corner. The big race day at Randwick tomorrow. And news that Enticing Star is out of the Everest.
Yeah, I heard you guys speaking about it a little bit earlier on the program. It's quite disappointing for Bob Peters, I suppose, that no great surprise after her first up running the Golden Pendant a couple of weeks ago. She was... Yeah, she was very disappointing, wasn't she? You just wanted to see her finishing off and hitting the line a little bit better than what she did. So Bob's retired her to start. The big question mark is, who does Chris Waller take any slot now? I know there's, you know, the general chatter has been about Nature Strip, and yes, they're two of the leading candidates from within his own stable. I'm not sure whether he'll look outside his stable. I doubt it with his shareholders, but I'd be leaning towards yes over Nature Strip, just given it's over 1,200 metres. But Chris was going to wait till this weekend and then come to a decision early next week, I think.
I'd lean that way as well, just regarding the 1,200 metres, particularly at Randwick, will be tough for, obviously, Nature Strip.
Yeah, if we're talking about Bivouac TK as being a horse that's going to be a leading contender to maybe pick up a slot at the last minute, we've got to be talking about yes as well, don't we? His run in the Run to the Rose was great. I thought he put in the Golden Rose. He can probably settle, you know, not too far from the leader. I'm sure there'll be a lot of other connections, though, that are hoping that Chris opts for Nature Strip to try and inject some speed in this race. Because as it stands at the moment, we don't have a lot of on-paces. Probably Red Zell is obviously the obvious one. But outside of that, you know, maybe a couple might posse up behind him. But it doesn't look like a whole lot of pressure. So if Nature Strip comes into this race, it just changes the dynamic completely. And so there'll be a few back markers hoping that's the case.
Geez, Brenton Abdullah thinks he's got a good ride in the Epsom, has he?
Yeah, it's very rare that Brenton does this, Laurie. He's going to drop 5 kilos this week to ride Gem Smile, which is a massive amount of weight to lose in the space for a week. Yeah, it's incredible. Brenton, you know, by his own admission, says, I only do this once every 2 or 3 years if I really think I've got a good Group 1 chance. So Gem Smile's on the quick back up from the Shannon last week, and Brenton wants to get down to around that 52 kilos to ride him, and he thinks he's a legitimate chance in the race. So I'm hoping Brenton gets to the track there tomorrow with enough strength to be able to fulfil his book of rides. It's a huge effort to drop that much weight in the space of a week. And, you know, in what is, it must be said, probably not a vintage Epsom this year, with a lot of horses sort of clustered down the bottom of the weight. You'd have to give Gem Song some sort of chance.
That's massive weight to lose in 1 week.
Even if you carry weight, right? Let alone if you don't carry any weight.
Yeah.
He did mention he had a couple of drinks and a nice feed, I think, last Sunday after the races, and then he knew he was going to be in for a tough week. So hopefully Brenton can get the rewards tomorrow. It'd be a massive achievement if he can win the Group 1 after losing that much weight. And I think he thinks he's got the right horse.
Well, I saw Victorian Trial the other day. It looked enormous. Looked fantastic. It's the favourite for the Kosciuszko, and it got awesome pluck. It was a little bit of a cult horse after running, third last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, he ran third last year, and Jenny Graham's got all her bases covered, you suggest, now with a second horse into the Kosciuszko, because Victorum is the nominal favourite, as you'd expect, and he just flies on dry surfaces, and Awesome Pluck prefers the wet. So he got that wet track in the Kosciuszko last year and was right in it with about 50 to 100 metres to go, and finished in the placings, and Victorum just struggled a bit on that wetter ground. So it's good news for Jenny. Obviously, this is on the back of Danny Williams having a forfeited slot, with a couple of these horses going amiss, and she's picked up the last remaining spot in the Kosciuszko.
And what about the Bart Cummings is on tomorrow, and the winner goes straight through to the Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. So we've got a fantastic day of racing up here at Randwick on Epsom Metropolitan Day, but it's equally a great day down at Flemington on Turnbull Day. And I'm looking forward to this Bart Cummings, actually. And in particular, most of the interest is around a horse called Surprise Baby for Paul Pushka, who, if you remember correctly, just a few months ago, only just missed out on securing that Melbourne Cup berth, and that Andrew Ramsden, we went down in that photo finish with Steel Prince. He's going to start the favourite in that Bart Cummings tomorrow, and it looks like he's going to be extremely hard to beat. He's jumping pretty sharply in distance, it must be said. I think going from a mile to 2,500 metres second up, but he's a genuine stayer. So if we come sort of maybe 10 past five on Saturday afternoon, Paul Pushka might have a Melbourne Cup runner.
Hmm. What about in the Epsom tomorrow? Who do you like there?
Well, he's one of my best bets on the program, Laurie. I think he's one of the value bets on the day. Race 7, number 1, Dreamforce. I know he's got the 67 kilos. I know he's got the widest gate to contend with, but I just think, genuinely, he's the best horse in the race. And if he can land on speed without a whole heap of pressure, he can do what he did in the tramway a couple of weeks ago and still be kicking there at the finish. So I think John Thompson can complete the set with Dreamforce. And my other bet on the program is Funstar, Race 4, number 1 in the Flight Stakes. I know she's only $1.85, but he's dead set a two-horse race, and I think she'll be winning. So I think $1.85 is still a decent price. So race 4, number 1, the best, and race 7, number 1, Dreamforce, the best value on the program.
A grand final tip.
I'm going to go, listen, my heart says the Raiders, PK, but my head says the Roosters. I think it'll be a close one. I'll be backing them 1-12, but I've got to side with the Roosters.
Well done. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, boys, and good luck on Sunday night, Laurie.